Sabrina Bracher of Juno says she's going to jump on it.
I've actually got like the little tab saved on my Facebook so I can like get in there and try to get it done as soon as possible.
She was a bookkeeper for a nonprofit whose income is tied to fishing and fish processing, which took a big hit. She got laid off in April.
It was weird, you know, going from my everyday like 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, like office clothes and makeup every day to like, well, it's Monday. I don't have anything scheduled. Guess I'm just going to stay at home today. Like, yeah.
She picked up some gigs, including cleaning homes, but says it's scary because it's irregular and there are no benefits. She says she was in good shape through the summer because of the normal unemployment payments, plus the extra $600 a week in federal pandemic relief. When the extra benefit expired at the end of July, she scrambled to make her rent. She cashed out her retirement savings and applied for rental assistance through the Alaska Housing Development Corporation.
I tried to do that, but it was a lot of hoops to jump through. And in the end, I made too much money from my unemployment to like qualify.
The Juneau Assembly funded both programs with federal CARES Act money, but this new program has deeper pockets, looser eligibility criteria, and was widely publicized, including through mailers to every resident in Juneau. Eligible households must earn less than $94,240 a year. Applicants must also provide documentation of their finances and describe how they were impacted by COVID-19. The nonprofit Catholic Community Services is administering the program. Executive Director Aaron Walker-Tolis says the impact could be from losing a job or working reduced hours because of pandemic shutdowns, but working parents may also be eligible.
Because their kids aren't in school, they're having to pay for childcare, and so they have increased expenses, not reduced income.
Walker-Tolis says there is a lot of interest.
In fact, we received so many hits when the first announcement went out that it crashed our website.
The website, ccsak.org, is working now. Paper forms will also be available at City Hall and through curbside pickup at the city's libraries. The city has an end-of-year deadline to spend its CARES Act money. That said, Walker-Tolis doesn't know what sort of turnaround time to expect.
We're not sure how many applications we're going to get out of the gate, whether we're going to be flooded or whether they're going to trickle in bit by bit. So honestly, I don't know yet. We're going to do our best to keep up.
She says one lesson from a similar program in Ketchikan is that incomplete applications really slow things down. She specifically asks people applying to make the COVID-19 connection to their hardship clear in their paperwork. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.